This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for us all to think good thoughts, say nice things, do good things for others. Everything will come back to you in spades if you do good things. This is a great week. Well, every week's a good week for you to do it, but it's a great week to be doing that. It's Christmas week. This is the DJV program with, Jennifer Horn is an elf. Victoria Keelan is an elf. You have your elf outfits. I actually think I saw you in a green and red outfit once. Didn't I at Christmas, that Christmas party where you got me drunk? Wasn't that...
Are you talking to Jen? Because I've never gotten you drunk.
No.
I got you drunk one time. It was with a slushy...
With a sip of alcohol.
Well, yeah, it was like a... Remember one of those buckets that was really popular and you put like a little bit of vodka and you froze it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it was a peppermint slushy thing. And so he had it and had like two sips of it and that was all she wrote.
I think I started singing, didn't I? After that, with you and your father, I don't remember.
Well, the singing is at Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, I always make everybody sing. So that is probably what you're completing those two.
I'm easily influenced on Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve to sing because
Why not?
Please. Of course, yes, right, exactly. All right, how about the fact the president says he's not going to sign the bill, Jennifer? Who's responsible for that outrage?
Happy about that. This bill was so awful, and for everyone's trouble, and it's an omnibus spending bill in addition to a COVID bill. But here's the thing: after all of that, you're going to give people $600, and you're going to slap each other on the back and say, $600, great job. Okay, we'll see you next year. Bye bye.
Right.
And they're going to go home to their fancy house
and not worry about people anymore.
Yeah, and I'm talking about Democrats and Republicans here. This is both that just I think utterly failed on this. And so Trump said yesterday, "Look, I'll sign this bill. I think it's disgraceful, but you better up the amount to include $2,000 for people, not $600, because that's just stupid. We're going to spend all this money on all this junk, and you're going to have
that
people
Trump
pennies.
And Bernie Sanders would say the same thing.
I know, but it's
but
what
Bernie's
I
been
mean,
saying 2,000 forever. That's been his
look,
initial number.
I don't like stimulus and I don't like bailouts, but when you actually have the government putting people out of work, you have to do something. You can't do nothing.
Right.
I mean, I don't. My idea for stimulus is to just let everybody get back to work, but that's happening. So with that off the table, what can we do? And so I think Trump is absolutely right, and if Bernie is saying it, then Bernie is right too, because this is disgraceful.
Ugh, all right, so are they going to be able to do it? So there apparently is, they've
can
already
Trump
been talking
it,
about the next that,
well,
stimulus
he's
got
to ask
deal.
Them to come back. And so Nancy Pelosi said, well, we can give people more money, but we're going to need to have people come back next week, or actually just do anonymous consent, meaning if no one disagrees, then they can just pass it without everybody being in person. So
now,
it's doable.
Why was Mnuchin, because this is really a kind of a slap in the face to Mnuchin. He's the one who really negotiated this and been telling everyone it's fabulous and the $600 or whatever. So can Mnuchin just go back and to everybody and say, all right, now the number's 2,000? Does he have the power as the head of the Treasury to
basically
do that?
Well, yeah, I mean, he can go back and tell them, but it's got to be Congress. They hold the power of the purse. So you
right.
have to have
so Mitch McConnell has to agree, essentially.
McConnell and Pelosi have to, yeah.
So the president apparently got really nasty with Mnuchin, but he's turning on everybody, pretty much every person around him. He's been bitter, according to some inside. Is that true? Turning on all the people that have helped him.
He's been perfectly nice to me, so I don't know.
Well, that's good. Nothing wrong with that. All right, so anyway, there's a story out of the Justice Department today that they're suing Walmart. Why? What did Walmart, there are probably a lot of reasons.
They were dispensing opioid prescriptions without actually following federal standards. One of the things that the Trump administration did from the get-go, and by the way, started by Jeff Sessions, so that tells you how long ago this was, is that they cracked down on opioid addiction. And the numbers, if you look at them, the prescription drugs have fallen, and that's because they tamped down on doctors who were just handing these things out like candies to people. And so
Yeah, but the problem is heroin use has gone up so much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Better than having doctors hand this out to people, because it's just, that's, you're supposed to do no harm. And I think there were plenty of doctors who were making a good living prescribing prescriptions that they knew were not necessary for a person's pain. So,
50,000. I don't know that Walmart is going to be found culpable in this, because their defense is that they actually turned Walmart said that they actually turned a lot of prescriptions away, that they refused to fill them because they felt that certain doctors were doing it, you know, unlawfully or unethically, and that people were trying to, you know, come up with fake prescriptions, because people are addicted. These are addicts who are going from pharmacy to pharmacy trying desperately to get something filled.
A lot of urgent cares. They're
Listen to these numbers.
It's horrible.
Walmart ordered, listen to this, 5.5 billion oxycodone and hydrocodone pills. And while they were number three, Walgreens and CVS more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So is it any wonder that 50,000 plus Americans croaked last year because of opioid overdoses? Now, if you look at the stats, and I was looking the other day at some data that someone sent me about the number of deaths, because we're all questioning, we all, but I am, and so are a lot of other people, questioning the real number of deaths from COVID, and then the other things, the number of people who died from the regular flu, how many people have died from heart disease, how many people have died from cancer, all of that stuff. And there's a fudge in there someplace. But when you put them all together, it's well over 1 million people dying in this past year from all kinds of sources. Now, how does that stack up with the numbers from the year before? It's pretty much the same. The numbers are off by about 10,000, but they're pretty darn close from 2018 to 2019. Now, it'll be interesting to see at the end of the year what the stats are for 2020. But when you look at it, I like stats sometimes because they sort of open your eyes. We had 1.4 million more people in America last year than we did the year before, and we had 1,100,000 people die the year before. So that means we have an increase of about 300,000 people overall, which doesn't seem like a lot when we have a population of, what is it now, 320-some-odd million? It doesn't seem like there's much, and that, but that does not account for the growth that comes from immigration. That's just births in the country. But I think it's, you know, we so are focused on the virus and what it's costing us in terms of lives. But I think it'd be very interesting to see what these stats are. But the opioid, the real reason that we focused on this is because of the numbers of opioid deaths. But you just said the same thing that isn't in part of this is the heroin deaths. It's so easy and cheap to get it. There is many, if not more, people dying of heroin. And what makes them, and then you think about what motivates somebody to want to do this to themselves. They think they won't. Yeah.
No, if you're addicted, look, I feel very blessed that I am not addicted to anything except maybe fashion and pop culture. But other than that, I've seen people, I lived in Manhattan for a long time, and, you know, you see people addicted to heroin riding subways, and they're just on all night, they're in a stupor. I can't even imagine what that must be like. Your son is a drug and alcohol counselor. He'd be the perfect one to, you know, I'm sure he has plenty of stories, you know, when people are addicts,
so much of it is genetic.
When you're an addict, I can't even imagine the desperation that people must feel. And heroin is so cheap, and it's everywhere. It's everywhere right now.
Mm-hmm. I think the business about what is in your personality. You're right about what we inherit. It's very interesting to look at our genetic, my family's genetic background, and how much addiction there is in it to various things. And, the fact that
sometimes it skips a generation. Oftentimes it does. It just will skip, you know, like look at even President Trump, you know, his father, I think it was his father, right, was the alcoholic. I know it skipped. Trump never drank, but his older brother ended up dying being an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why maybe it skipped his kids. But who knows? You know, that gene is pretty strong, and it just pops up sometimes, you know, where you least expect it.
That's
but,
for sure.
Yeah, but I did 23andMe, the DNA test a couple years ago, and I did the whole health makeup. So it gives you, like, it tells you if you have the breast cancer gene, and it tells you what things, it's really amazing what your, what the health stuff is.
You did
is.
It? You did and it, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You okay with it? Did you find out anything that disturbed you? Or are you okay?
No, my disease, the reason I knew it was true, the disease that I'm most at risk for is macular degeneration, which is my grandfather's. My grandfather suffers, and it skips a generation, and so I have to be really careful. I told my doctor about it because I already have eye issues, so it's something that we watch out for. Yeah. But yeah, no, I don't carry, thank God.
I, for one,
gene. I don't have Alzheimer's.
Thank you. Have beautiful
it
eyes.
Told me, well, thank my you. My health report told me that I would that I had a very high susceptibility to an opioid addiction. So that is something, and I've never, I mean, I don't recall ever taking any opioids. You know, maybe, I remember when I herniated a disc in my back, my doctor gave me this massive bottle, it must have been 100 pills of hydrocodone, and I took one for the pain, it did nothing, and then I just threw them out. It didn't do anything for me. But luckily, I've never had any issues with it, but having that report, I will not, if I ever have a surgery or whatever, I will not take any opioids. I don't even want to tempt fate. It's just not worth it.
And I had my finger pretty much chopped off, and I had it operated on last year or the year before. The doctor said, "We want some."
They gave you Percocet or something like that.
Yeah,
although I don't think Percocet's an opioid, is it?
No, what was the other one? What was the one that begins with a D? I think there's something that begins with a D. I don't know. Was it
allotted?
I don't know. It was whatever it was.
No, that's IV.
I didn't want it. And he said, "You're going to have a lot of pain." I said, "You know what? I got a couple of Advil at home."
Yeah, right.
I'll take those.
A lot safer.
I have a high tolerance for pain. Speaking of pain, the latest DJV download. How do you like that? Now, this is a fun one. Cookie Exchange Day is part of the focus of our latest DJV download at djvshow.com. Then I talk about what my Christmas is going to be all about is taking a trip down to Pennsylvania to pick up a tractor. And that, I'm sure, will thrill lots of people who want to hear what's going on, what we're all doing for Christmas. Restaurants that are open on Christmas Day, we go through that on the download. How much Kylie Jenner, that was the thing that blew my mind, how much money she's worth. Woo-wee. All right, so I hear all that gossip and info and all kinds of things, always in the daily DJV lineup at the djvshow.com. That's where you get the download or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, "Oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like." Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wait a minute, are we playing these in order or not?
There's no real order. It's just
really.
All right, so we got the 10. Feels like doing.
We have the 10. Well, it'd be easier if we start at the bottom and go to the top, Phil. The 10 most bizarre country Christmas songs that have ever been recorded. John Denver and Please Daddy Don't Get Drunk This Christmas. There are a number of others. Well, let's just go through some of them and we'll get some sound here. John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. I think you might like it. How is this Christmas? Nobody knows?
I don't know. It's on the list. This is Rolling Stone magazine put together the 10 of the most bizarre country Christmas songs, and this one apparently charted as a Christmas song.
All right, here's Elmo and Patsy. This one you probably recognize.
This one gets in my head. Can't stand it.
Haven't heard it yet this year.
I haven't heard it. I'm still waiting for it. Are we trying to find it, or what are we doing? Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Yeah, this one you hear. Walking home from our house, Christmas Eve. This is stupid.
When I was a kid, I thought this was Willie Nelson. It kind of sounds like Willie Nelson.
Right.
So, like, you know, when I was, and just the tone of his voice.
All right, 24 past the hour on the DJV program. We're doing the 10 most bizarre country Christmas songs. Victoria, Jennifer, Doug, and you and Joe Diffie, who passed away this past year.
Okay, I've been waiting for this. We got to let this
I want to hear this one.
You're not Leroy's in charge, and he's going to be leading you.
Leroy the Redneck Reindeer.
And then Leroy the Redneck Reindeer. Through the front of the sleigh.
Get ready, here we go.
Delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way. Across the sky, he makes jingle bells with the rebel yell and made history that night.
There we go.
The story is that Leroy is Rudolph's redneck cousin.
That's funny.
Rudolph was sick, and Leroy stepped in to two-step across the sky.
Nice. There we go.
Joe Diffie died this year, right? Isn't he one of the most recent
redneck? Yeah.
Yes.
All right, next up here is Kenny Chesney. All I want for Christmas is a real good tan.
I'm sure he can achieve that because he lives in the Caribbean, so.
Kind of a misfire with this one.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Jeff Foxworthy.
Now we're talking.
Redneck Club Days of Christmas.
Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of
Redneck, 6
cans of Spam. 4 Big Mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT. And this ain't normal Christmas presents.
Right. There you go.
Redneck.
All right, let's do Sugarland's Little Wood Guitar. This is boring. All right, let's see. Brad Paisley. Penguin, James Penguin. I don't get this. What is this? I don't know this.
James Penguin, that dapper little guy.
Again, this list is Rolling Stone's most bizarre country Christmas song.
How about we do,
so this is not,
Toby.
They're not supposed to be good. They're
okay.
Bizarre.
Toby Keith and Hot Rod Slay. This is over here.
It's the fastest highest flying winner water man machine. I ain't seen it for myself.
I like this. This one I like. I like the Redneck 12 Days of Christmas. I think All I Want for Christmas is Rio Grande Isn't Bad. And then you kind of goes down from there. What about you, ladies? What's your favorite
one? I like
one
Leroy the Redneck Reindeer. I
think it's Joe Diffie and Jeff Foxworthy for me. And you know how I love Toby Keith, but those two are the winners.
Yeah. All right, there they are, folks. A sampling of the 10 most bizarre country tunes, according to Rolling Stone magazine. On the DJV program, where it's 28 past the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
To say President Trump thinks the average American got gypped on the coronavirus relief package, that would be an understatement.
It really is a disgrace. It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
Lawmakers are being sent back to Washington to get it right. Dubai announced the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine had arrived in the city Tuesday and would be administered free of charge in a vaccine drive starting Wednesday. The vaccine was given emergency approval by the Ministry of Health of the United Arab Emirates. The UAE Fatwa Council, which makes religious rulings, decreed that it was permissible to take the vaccine and other medical remedies that use un-Islamic components. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The mayor of Sandy, Oregon, Stampulium on Fox, is fighting back at Oregon Governor Kate Brown's lockdown measures.
An opportunity to have a conversation with her yesterday afternoon where I stressed the importance of her actions and the drastic effects it's had on our local Main Street community. There's desperation. These folks are fighting for their lives and their livelihoods. So I've been working overtime to travel around the state to different communities to try to find people in our community cover for a statewide day of opening on New Year's Day. We're encouraging folks to go to our website, standpulliam.org, and print off our hashtag New Year's Day slogan and put it in their storefronts. We all need to stand together.
Mayor Pulliam says he understands the governor's position, but she's doing it wrong.
Well, her response was that she was worried about the spread of COVID during these times. And I stressed to her that I, too, am. But here's the facts. These stores, these restaurants, they're opening. And they're opening in back rooms, speakeasy style right now, with very little guidance, with very little face coverings and guidance that they're taking from the governor. So it's very important right now that she recognizes that. She works with our local Main Street business owners so that we can put proper guidance in place so that people are actually opening.
Pulliam says a plan is in place.
What we're looking to do is to open just one level under that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Four after the hour. It's the DJV program. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? This is a place where you put an end to truth decay. Victoria Keelan's working on that. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffs. As a matter of fact, Victoria has a story about Dr. Burks, Deborah. Deborah's D-E-B-R, right? Deborah. She has an O in her
name. It's Deborah. That's how you spell Deborah. Anyway.
No, you can still. I used to have someone in my life who spelled it D-E-B-R-A. Deborah.
Well, that's another way to spell it, like Deborah Gibson.
Yeah.
Or Deborah Messing. But this is Got Deborah it. As well.
Dr. Are you
Deborah
messing with me?
Perks.
I think you're messing with me
it's
right
exhausting.
Now.
You do spell
anyway.
It retired, though. R-E-T-I-R-E.
Right, exactly. Thank you, Jay.
Because of H-Y-P across hypocrisy.
So that is the story. Dr. Deborah Burks has announced plans to retire after she was outed on Sunday for not following her own holiday travel guidance.
Ridiculous.
A lot of people have been busted for
She's not
doing,
the only
telling
one.
People one thing, yeah, and then doing another. Looking at you, Gavin. Gavin Newsom. So anyway, she said she wanted to work in the Biden administration, but that is not going to happen. So she's going to work with the transition, and then she is going to retire. She said this has been very overwhelming for her family. It's been the travel guidance from the CDC was to not be in a household with anyone else who doesn't live in your house. So don't go into someone else's home for holidays. She did that. They had like three different generations of family together. She traveled. You're not supposed to, they advised not traveling, and she did. And it's kind of, you know, what we've seen. It's a lot of the same stuff. People saying one thing and then people end up traveling. Who was it? There was another. Was it a governor? Somebody in Colorado, I think, did the same thing. They said don't travel anywhere, yeah, and then they got busted.
The mayor of Denver.
What was your actual job?
And don't forget the mayor of Austin, who did his don't travel speech from Cabo San Lucas.
Oh, right, right, that one.
Right.
Yeah, so
what was her job?
She's an AIDS researcher, and she's been working with, she's actually worked for the federal government since 1980, since the Reagan administration.
She's been with Fauci forever. I mean, they worked kind of hand in hand.
They did HIV stuff together, yeah.
I think probably
maybe something else going on that we don't know about, but
Weird.
Don't be weird.
But people, men and women can work together. We do that every single day. But Birx, I think, I don't think she was used to having the national spotlight. Fauci always was. Fauci was kind of in the limelight, and I think he likes it. I think it had to be really kind of weird for her. And so the fact that people were watching her and actually holding her accountable for the things. People were making fun of her scarves and, you know, everything with Trump. So I can understand why she's done. And, you know, good on her. She's only
64.
Yeah, she's not that old.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
All right, Fauci got the vaccine. It was Moderna's vaccine, which I think is very interesting that he chose to take the Moderna vaccine. Is there a message there somewhere?
I don't think he chose it. I think that was what he took. He just took
it. I know. I think he chose it. And I think he could choose whatever he wanted to choose. Take whatever he wanted to take.
Jen, we should just leave. Because this is like riding a crazy horse into a burning building. That's where we're at right now.
Why is that disrespect?
Oh, please. It's not disrespect. It's the truth.
Right. How do you figure that? I've decided I'm going to get the third vaccine, the one that works on your immune system.
Well, good luck telling your healthcare provider which one you're going to get, because no one's allowed to do that. But go ahead.
But not everybody is me. You see, that's the difference.
That is true.
Right.
Thanks, speaking God for that.
of that sort of thing, I see that Julian Assange, we were talking about Navage earlier, and I somehow got into my head because somebody
said, Navage would be stoked
about Assange. No, probably not. Yeah. Anyway, so Sarah Palin has called for his pardon, Julian Assange's pardon. I don't understand how she and Pamela Anderson are friends now. Yeah. Right. Well, she's single, isn't she, Sarah Palin?
She is
available? Or she is with
someone? I don't know if she's dating, but she's single from her husband.
Wouldn't she have, like, the pick of the litter in Alaska? Because they're, like, two women anyway.
And they're bazillion men, and they're all kind of hot lumberjacks.
Is she still living in Alaska?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Well, I don't know. That's where she lives.
Yeah.
Well, who would really choose to live in Alaska?
Well, her kids are there.
My old boss lives there. Absolutely loves it. Loves it. Hmm. It's cheap. They give you money to live there.
Cold.
Yeah. It's cold, but who cares?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so Assange is up for parole. Maybe there's some movement. What's in it for Trump? When you look at the people that are being pardoned, isn't there a reason for doing, whenever a president, no matter who it is, pardons, isn't there a reason for it? Don't they do it because there's something in it for them? Is that,
Trump's list of pardons, a lot of legal experts have said, you know, the people that he pardoned, they don't even typically make the cut for when, I don't know who is supposed to recommend pardoning, somebody in the Justice Department or something, I guess. There's a list, right? Yeah. So the people that he's pardoned are just, it's a bit haphazard. It's his right. He can do whatever he wants, but it does feel a little bit odd. I don't know.
And a lot of the people that he's pardoning are actually people who have already served their time and are out of trouble.
Right.
George Papadopoulos is one of them. His story, he was one of the people that the Obama administration spied on, and he got, like, I don't know, a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks in jail or something stupid.
Well, he admitted
he's just pardoned. Yeah, he lied to the FBI, which is what they get them all for. That's the thing. It's like they get them all for that because they can catch you. They can put you in a trap, and that's how they get you if they can't get you for anything else. So he was on his record, so I guess now it's just expunged from the record. But other than that, I mean, he's already been out and was running for Congress last time around.
Well, the other thing that's really weird, I don't know why he pardoned Chris Collins. He was the guy in New York. He was a representative, or maybe he was a senator. But the guy was a bad guy, and he was busted this was not like they caught him on something else. The guy was doing insider training, insider trading for a long time, and the paper trail was miles long. There is no doubt that that guy was a bad guy and was totally caught doing something really illegal. Why he would be on Trump's radar, other than that he supported Trump's 2016 campaign. I mean, that makes no sense why you would pardon someone who is so clearly guilty and admitted his guilt, too. I don't get it.
The one I'm happy about
Hunter was pardoned?
Yeah, Steve Stockman is actually a friend of mine.
Really?
And he was in jail. They went after him because, I can't remember what it was. They went after him because he had questioned. Well, yeah, they went after him for questioning something under the Obama administration. He was targeted by the DOJ. None of that was proved true. No, but none of that was true. He denies it to the end. He says that never happened. It was they had two clear campaign funds, but he contends that he was innocent. Gets put in jail. All of the prisoners around him are being let out because of COVID. This is a guy who's older. He's diabetic. He's got all kinds of issues going on. They would not let him out of jail for what? When you had people who were actually in there for violent crimes getting released. So I'm really happy to see he's out. Actually, I believe him and.
And there's border patrol agents who shot some drug traffickers, and they were sentence was commuted by George Bush. So why did he have to pardon them again? That would have been my question.
Well, because a commutation is different than a pardon, I think.
What's the difference?
You commute a sentence for someone who's currently in prison.
Yeah, it ends your sentence early.
Off. Yeah, right. Pardon takes it off your record or something.
But he pretty much has unilateral power, clemency, whatever it is, the word they use. He can do whatever he wants.
I don't think there's a limit, is there?
There's no. He has the power to nullify criminal liability, and so. That's what this is all about. Nobody can get in the way. He pardons somebody and somebody else says, you can't do that. We're going to sue you. This is like the end of the road. He can do what he wants and nobody can change it.
Right. But I don't think there's a limit on how many people you can pardon, is there?
No. No. No, no.
You should just pardon the world and just leave it in chaos. What do you think?
Pardon everybody.
Alex for everybody.
Van der Zwan. Man, he looks like a slicky. He ought to be on The Bachelor. You see a picture of him?
No.
Alex van der Zwan. Okay. 30 days in jail for lying to investigators for the special counsel's office about his contacts with a business associate in Russia. Hello. How many people are in jail because they're connected to the Russians?
People are in jail because they were targeted by the administration that was weaponizing their Department of Justice? I mean, that's the thing. They can't get you for anything, so they're like, he lied. We're putting you away.
Right, but there are a couple of other people associated with the Russian thing that were also pardoned. Boy, is that a can of worms, man. Woo-wee! What a can of worms. All right, in a moment, we're going to find out who the next education secretary is to replace Ms. Blah. Mrs. Blah. Blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. I always called her Mrs. Blah. I call Blah Blasio as the mayor, but I always called her just Mrs. Blah. You didn't ever hear me refer to her as Mrs. Blah?
No.
Yeah, anyway, okay. Betsy DeVos is who he's talking about, people. Right. In case
she's gone.
If he's
we'll tell you who the new guy is right
episode.
After this. We're creating a moment, ladies. We're creating
I'm
a moment.
An episode.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. I feel like I'm going to have an episode next.
Don't forget about the American Family Farmer Show. Every week, a new story about somebody who is working hard to become a successful American farmer. And you can say, well, how does that affect me? Well, farms, food, family, all tied together. And we do that every week on the podcast, theamericanfamilyfarmershow.com is where you get it. Actually, we talk a lot about Christmas trees in this episode. And we also deal with the swine production and my focus again on the bad guys from China that are messing up all the pork products in this country. You'll be happy to hear that story and many other stories. But mainly, we are focused on helping you understand how to, if you're a farmer, make your farm more successful. And if you're a user, a locavore user of our products, then you know how and where and how and why to go to certain places. Give you that instruction every week on the American Family Farmer. So the most recent podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. People tend to do a lot more cooking around the holidays, and all that chopping and carving in the kitchen can lead to hand injuries.
We've had patients who have unfortunately stuck a knife through their hand as it slipped, so we see a lot of these injuries happen over the holiday season.
Orthopedic hand surgeon Dr. Sanj Kakkar says these types of injuries can be serious.
We worry about injury to bones, have fractures, but other things, if we cut the tendon, which is the rope that moves our hand and fingers, or nerve injury, or even blood vessel injury, so they can be devastating injury.
Before you take a stab at carving up that tough autumn vegetable, make sure you're using the right technique.
Don't go straight down with your knife. Just kind of already make contact inside of it, right? And then help push down.
Mayo Clinic Executive Chef Jen Welper says using a sharp knife to drive into what you're cutting will not only require less pressure, but can help prevent the food and or knife from slipping. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Big announcement from Joe Biden. The new school chief, the education secretary, is Miguel Cardona. I said to the ladies, he ought to be some kind of an actor.
There was something in my head that was brilliant.
Right. Yep. So he's the head of the Connecticut Department of Education. He has spent his career in public education. Let's see here.
Really needs revamping. I mean, Betsy DeVos, you know, with the charter schools and all that, the public school system needs to, needs revamping majorly.
The whole thing.
School choice is what we need to move towards.
Yeah, well, we need to get away from all this busing of bringing kids around to here, there, and everywhere. Charter schools,
we also have to take property taxes away from school funding because that puts so many people at a disadvantage right from the jump.
Not a bad idea. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
There's a feeling of Christmas.
Cohibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Doggy time, pet time. The Pet Show is hosted by the one, the only, the extraordinary Warren Eckstein, who's joined us on the extraordinary DJV program to talk about your dog, your cat. The most important thing is don't. Right now, do not. Warren will tell you, he's told us every year since he's been on this program, which has been over 20 years, do not get a dog for Christmas. No, 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 no. Correct?
Wrong, 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 wrong. I am a hypocrite. I am convinced I am a hypocrite. For
how
all
so?
These years, I've been saying, please, the holidays is not a great time to get
right.
a pet.
Now you're going to make the pooper out of me?
The decorations are in the house. People coming and going. There's all kinds of food and dangers for the dog. We all know those for the cat as well. However, if you're adopting or rescuing a dog, I don't care if it comes down the chimney with Santa. Take that dog and take him home today. That's really
right.
important. But in terms of plan ahead, if you can plan ahead, put a book under a tree or a leash and collar, a bird cage, whatever kind of pet they're going to get. But generally speaking, Christmas is not the greatest time, but this is a different year. And I'm saying if there's dogs and cats that need homes, take them in. I don't care, Christmas morning, whatever. Just take them in.
All right, so let's say a dog is attached to a homeless person. You want to take a homeless person in, too?
Well, that's a sad thing.
Really, I sell a lot of that stuff in L.A.
And sometimes that's the only thing keeping people alive is their pet. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It is. And, you know, sometimes I've seen both ends of it. I've actually had someone call me on the radio show and say, Warren, this is my last quarter. This is a couple of years ago. My last quarter, he called from a phone booth at a supermarket, said to me, I have to go into the hospital. I have this beautiful dog. Do you know anyone that can take care of it? I love this dog so much. So a lot of the homeless people that do have dogs really take better care of their pets than even themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of that. All right, so you and Victoria are having a conversation off the air. I said save it for on the air. So what's the question you have, Victoria?
Well, this just popped into my head last night because, you know, we have two little boys, boy dogs, and then we've had, in my lifetime, I've had five dogs, and four of them have been boys and one was a girl. And I was just curious last night, I was thinking about Warren being on the show today, are there real differences between male and female dogs in terms of personality or in terms of how they interact with the family? Is there a difference?
There are certain differences. You know, a lot of dogs are using, you know, my background, using military and police, a lot of them use male dogs. And the reason they use male dogs is because they appear much larger, and that's why they use them. In terms of protectiveness, female dogs are much more protective of their families than most male dogs are. I think that goes back to that maternal instinct.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, much more protective. But, you know, because they're smaller, they're not used as much. However, I'm a big fan. Years ago when I was doing a lot of protective work for different situations, and I would rescue a dog, and make him into a protection dog, I would always go for the female dog. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. There's a study on poop out that you have certainly looked into, I'm sure, top to bottom.
It's not one of the most glamorous parts of living with a dog, but it's important to eye check every time, or not every time, but every few times your dog goes outside and eliminates. You know, we just had to scoop it up and throw it away. We don't look at it. We look the other way. It's a lot of information that comes from your dog's poop. I know it's not a great conversation, but you should check it for consistency, make sure there's no worms, no mucus, no foreign material, because early detection can make all the difference in the world. So I know it's not the greatest thing in the world.
What color is it supposed to be?
It depends on the type of food you're feeding your dog. In other words, there are certain, you know,
I'm giving him this stuff from your pal there. What's the name of that guy that you and I had lunch with?
Lucy Pet Food.
It's
a great food because it has that prebiotic formula. But the consistency is important. It's the consistency. If you look at your dog's poop on Wednesday, it should be similar on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, you know, it can be off once in a while. But I know it's crazy, but it's important to check it. Just one of the things.
How about their pee?
I don't know how you would check pee, Doug.
No, I mean, look.
Well, sometimes if a dog, like with humans, if the color is very concentrated, that could be dehydration.
Or the smell of the urine. Yeah. It's a sweet smell. It could be diabetes, so you have to take. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can smell the urine. It could
Wait
be
a minute,
diabetes.
Say that again. If it smells sweet, they have diabetes?
It could be diabetes. Or if your dog's breath is real sweet, it could be diabetes as well.
Really?
Yeah, so there's a lot of things you can do. There's a lot of home things, and, you know, we'll talk about that more in the future. There's a lot of home things that people can do, especially now because it's so difficult to get into the veterinarian's office. You got to meet him in the parking lot and blah, blah, blah. So I think it's really important that pet guardians learn more about what to look for, what is an emergency, what's not an emergency, when to call the vet, when not to call the vet. But by home, just doing some home research and watching your pets carefully, you can pretty much determine what's normal and what's not normal.
Around the holidays, there's always a question, what or who deserves hard-earned dollars to be given? I can promise you, if you donate to Hugs and Kisses, the animal fund that Warren has set up, you will know the money is going straight to the animals. There's nothing taken out of it whatsoever. So if you want to support small, humane organizations, you know, the people that have car washes and bake sales and things like that, go to the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund or just go to hugsandkisses.com. That's the story. Warren Eckstein, happy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.